and directive in their thinking and opinion. So I feel that they have sort of led us down the primrose path and have left us here hanging. And after we've assisted the state in removing the facility and closing it down, but it's still my thought that we can work through legislation in some measure to get what we want towards to reach our goals.
You are optimistic then about the future of the facility?
Very much so. Supervisor Ted Valetti, a Santa Rosa man was fined $1,500 in San Francisco yesterday on conviction of sending a pornographic film through the mail. Federal Judge Spencer Williams also gave Robert Townsend a suspended 5-year prison term. He was placed on probation for the same period of time. The defendant had pleaded guilty to sending a film called Dirty Doctor through the mail. Rescuers said today that thick underbrush was probably the only thing that saved 4 Bay Area residents who crashed in a light plane near Clear Lake. They said the heavy growth cushioned the plane's fall. Aboard the plane were Mr. and Mrs. Wallace Link of Belmont and their daughter Wendy, and Robert Hatton of Menlo Park. No one was seriously injured in the Lake County crash on Sunday. An American record in the 100-kilometer race was set at Asti yesterday in the rain-spattered opening of the Italian-Swiss Colony 100 bicycle races. A 4-man team led by Olympian John Honward was clocked in 2 hours, 18 minutes over the distance of about 60 miles. Other members of his team were Rick Ball and California's Ron Sterling of Van Nuys and Mike Neal of Oakland. The event will continue through Thursday unless rain forces cancellation. Mendocino County District Attorney Duncan James last week attempted to intervene in a voters' rights case against Edmund G. Brown, Jr. This morning I asked Mr. James the current status of the case.
Well, Rod, Tom Brigham filed a notice of appeal last week in Richardson versus myself and Vi Richardson. That will begin the normal appellate process. I'm still attempting to intervene in Ramirez versus Edmund G. Brown, which is a case based on exactly the same facts, presently before the California Supreme Court. The court has advised us that they will probably have a hearing on our motion to intervene on or about October 4th.
But they probably, that means that they've got an out?
Yes, they don't have to let us if they don't want to.
And what do you hope to accomplish through this hearing?
Well, I hope to be permitted to come in as a party to the action because of the action pending in Mendocino County and hopefully get the whole matter of voter registration resolved. It's something that I know is of great concern to many people who have been disenfranchised, and I think it's about time that we get the ball rolling, get it resolved, and get it into the legislature next year, as Mr. Brown tried to do last year, and get something accomplished by the people who are supposed to accomplish it, and that's the California legislature.
District Attorney Duncan James. State Controller Hugh Flournoy today announced the payment of $95,154 to Mendocino County as reimbursement for income lost through state-mandated tax exemption. The payment included $89,307.90 compensation for the 30% exemption from the personal property tax on business inventories and $5,846 for the same percentage reduction in the livestock head day tax. Mendocino County's payment was part of a distribution to the 58 counties, totaling $82,113,000. I'll have more local news in 1 minute.
Looking for a place to get a quick snack? What makes you feel so fast?
Continuing with local news, after a session late last week with the editorial staff of the San Francisco Examiner, Reverend Jim Jones of the People's Temple Church in Redwood Valley was promised a favorable article in Sunday's paper. Reverend Jones is somewhat less than satisfied with that article. I asked him to bring us up to date on the matter.
I was interested to learn from you the latest up-to-date information, where we stand in regard to all this adverse publicity you're getting in the San Francisco papers.
Media in general have improved the situation, but we have not coverage on the network station, CBS, which is the news. It was a fair presentation of the paranormal aspects that have gotten into the papers and our humanistic efforts, missionary service to our fellow man. People in general have come out very supportive and encouraging to see people grasp a significance that there's more than involved, there's more involved than just one church here. The right of lawful assembly, freedom of religion seems to be very much at stake here. There's been some very peculiar aspects to this entire situation. We've had, for instance, a couple of breakthroughs. One was a church attorney's home that was reported shaken, which papers were bought, books were seemingly ransacked. We don't know that this is absolutely connected by any means, but it's been a strange type of harassment, telephone, so forth, certain arguments that has now begun to cool down due to responsible media, and the Examiner has printed an article that was not to our satisfaction. There's still negotiation about a human service article that was supposed to appear Sunday, but it hasn't appeared yet. There have been two kindly letters to the editor of the Examiner from people, non-members, I don't remember what communities they were from. One, I think, in Ukiah businessman. Generally speaking, I think things are looking up.
You spent some time with attorneys in San Francisco. Has there been any decision regarding a possible libel suit?
No, there has not, Rob, at this time. We are weighing what course of action to take. The Christian effort to speak very strongly about suits. I've never been sued, nor have I engaged in a suit. But there's another aspect to this case that gives me great consternation. That's the freedom of religion. There has been, I think, an infringement upon a decent group of people who have bothered no one, guilty of none of these charges that have been made, and if it would perhaps encourage people reporting to be more responsible in the future, not to hurt others, then I might consider it. We have some time really to decide on this matter. I would prefer that we could communicate with these people who have conveyed these false reports. I do not hope to communicate with people who make fabrications and false allegations, but if we could resolve it with the communications media, that's the one media that's been involved, I would prefer doing this. I do say that every group, every church should be concerned about this, because there's no end to a thing like this. A type of climate of fear and distrust and prejudice can attack anyone, duly knit.
Reverend Jim Jones of People's Temple Church in Redwood Valley. The report just handed me. The sheriff's office is investigating the self-inflicted gunshot wounds of a Fort Bragg man. The shooting just occurred approximately an hour ago, and we have no further information. The sheriff's office is investigating that shooting over on the Mendocino coast.